Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Monday in Mike O'Mara land, and I'm a little nervous because we've had this guy on the phone a lot of times, and he's a typical phone guest.
Yes.
But
yes.
He doesn't often come in studio, and so we wanted to really roll out the red carpet and welcome, please make welcome, Donald Trump.
Ooh.
Presidential candidate.
Hello,
Donald
Rob.
Trump. Hi, Donald.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you? I'm in town. You know, I have a project here that I'm doing, and I just wanted to come by. Now, wait a minute. I was told that I'd be interviewed by Rob and Oscar. Where's Oscar?
Oscar is in the elevator. He'll be here in just
a second. What's he been in the elevator? You told me he was in the elevator 5 minutes ago. What? I was specifically told that I was going to be interviewed by two people. There he is. Well, I'll tell you something. I was going to walk out if I did not get the interview with the two principals.
That is not presidential, though.
Media Mm-mm. lies.
Media
Hillary
doesn't
lies.
Lie, no.
Crooked Hillary lies. You lie. The media lies. The Republican National Committee lies. And now I've taken to closing my eyes when I'm talking like this. The fact is everybody lies. That's okay. Now, listen, if I don't get the nomination.
Right.
And look, I want the nomination. I think everybody knows that. Everybody counted me out. Everybody counted me out.
They counted you
what? You understand that? Yes, no, we're not going to dwell on that one. Everybody counted me out. Look where I am now. And they're trying to take it from me because it's rigged.
It's rigged?
It's crooked. It's a lie. And I don't want violence. But
right.
I'm told that if I don't get the nomination, things could go very badly.
You don't want
very
things to go badly, though.
I don't mm-hmm. want that to happen. No. I want the nomination. But my supporters are going to be very upset. And if I don't get the nomination, there could be. Look, I'm told this. I don't want it to happen. I'm told they'll burn the cities down.
All the cities?
All the cities
Every
will be burned
city.
To the ground. Burned to the ground. But I don't want that to happen.
No, who would?
I don't. And I'm told that could happen, but I don't want that to happen. That's not what I'm in. I'm not condoning that.
Now, why all of a sudden is the system.
What?
Why is someone there with you? Why all of a sudden?
One of my silent supporters. Let's see. Oh, he's waiting outside. Can I bring him in?
Please do.
One of my silent supporters is on. I think it would be a good idea to vote for Donald Trump.
Right, I recognize the voice. Is that
a doctor? No, we're not going to dwell on that. He's got a lot of money. He's in a bit of trouble, but he wanted to give some of that money to me, and I took it. So that's all there. He's outside. He's traveling with me incognito. Most of the time, he stays in the limo. That's
good.
The way that goes.
Now, you say that the system is broken, the system is crooked,
the system is rigged. The system is broken. wait a minute. The system is broken. People aren't participating because they know it's broken. They want me. The voters have turned out in droves.
Yes.
In droves. They like me more than Crooked Hillary. Don't you understand that? They do that. That's right, Tardy Oscar and Lazy Rob.
Hey, we don't need your nicknames.
Where's
here.
Where's Lonely Pony?
Lonely Pony's
Hi, Lonely
here.
Pony. How
hey,
are you,
how's
Lonely
it going?
Pony?
Lonely Pony's not even voting.
Who are our interns today?
Lou and Maddie.
We have Smart Lou and Promo Maddie.
Promo Maddie and Smart Lou. Are you indicating that Maddie's not as smart as Lou?
I never said that.
Are you making that stereotype?
I know. I'm saying that she has been a font of wonderful promos. And
where is Maddie from? What part of the country?
Buffalo, New York.
And what part of the country is Lou from?
China.
Northern China.
What? China? China? I love China. I can deal with China. I know China. The Chinese, they've rented some of my entire buildings, the Chinese. Where's the... Hi, Lou. Hi, I'm Donald Trump. I love the Chinese people. I do. But you're tough negotiators, aren't you, Lou? You're tough negotiators, aren't you?
I believe you scared her.
Yeah. Lou, would you like to meet a presidential candidate? This is Donald Trump.
No need to be afraid. How are things in China?
Good.
That's wonderful. When do you go back, Lou?
When do I go back?
Yes, when do you go back to China?
Do you want Chinese students to go back to China?
Ah, yes. That's losing the bit now. That's right. Lou, do you have any family members that rent apartments from me?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
You own a lot of apartments in the United States.
I do. I own tons of real estate. And I've been very successful. And I've been very successful in negotiating with the Chinese or the Russians or the Mexicans. When I'm president, they're going to pay for everything.
Everything?
You're going to get so sick of winning. You're just not going to even realize how much you want to win.
Do you think we'll get to a point, Donald, where I will come to you and I'll say, President Donald Trump, I'm tired of the victory.
I'll say, I'm sorry. I can't help myself. We're so sick of winning. We're so sick. We're going to throw up. We're so sick of winning. We're going to bend over the toilet and we're going to barf. So tired of winning. It's just so tiring. Stop winning, Donald. Stop doing this to us. It's so disgusting. It's terrible. It's so better than Crooked Hillary.
Crooked Hillary. Sure. What is she up to anyway?
Bad Bernie and lying Ted. Crooked Hillary.
Do you have a nickname for Kasich?
Bad hair Kasich.
Oh my God. You're working on that one. You're going to workshop that one.
Yeah, I got to put that with my crew.
The crew in the limo with Dr. Bill.
Yeah, Dr. Phil. Hold on, my biggest supporter, my silent majority supporter wants to come and say something.
Oh, he's coming back in,
say make America great again. Thank you, secret celebrity supporter. I appreciate that.
You're a very forgiving man.
I promised him pardon everything. I pardon everything. I know what it is to be lonely on the road.
I do.
And he was in one of my hotels one of the times when, you know, when something happened and there were videos and we decided to put them all away. So. Okay. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, Mr. Trump. There he goes. I had no idea. That's absolutely
incredible.
I have
a question that you can answer on his behalf, I'm sure.
Ask me anything. The difference between me and Hillary is that I won't lie.
Okay.
I will tell the truth. I've always told the truth. I've told the truth about my fortune. I've told the truth about my children. By the way, I disciplined both of them. Both Eric and Ivanka were grounded after not registering for the Republican.
How long have they been grounded for?
An hour
grounded, but that's yes. Everything. No screen time.
Ivanka had to stay in her office at the Trump Real Estate Building. She had to stay in her office for an hour, and Eric had to go to bed with no hookers.
You're a silent supporter that keeps ducking in and out.
I told Eric, if you ever make a boner like this again, Eric, if you make a mistake like this again, I won't let you go on any African safaris and shoot endangered species anymore.
Well, you're a tough guy.
That's
right. And you're not crooked. You know what you are? A straight shooter.
Not like Crooked Hillary.
That's right.
Lies. You know what she does? She lies.
Question about your secret silent report supporter. Does he ever make you a cocktail using Trump vodka?
No, never. You know what he does? He's very intelligent, and you know he's getting a bad rap. I'm told that. I'm not sure myself, but you know he might have done something.
You'll look into it, right? That's what you always say.
Yes. The thing is, you know, the media distorts. They twist. They do that. They're full of liars too. Chuck Todd, Savannah Guthrie, lie.
Yeah.
George Stephanopoulos, lie. Jake Tapper, the Wolf Blitzer, lie. Megyn Kelly, she called me. We had a meeting. It was productive. I was glad to welcome her to Trump Tower. Ooh. She came in for a little while. We locked the door. She was in my office for an hour. That's a disgusting gesture. That is a lazy Rob, that is a disgusting gesture.
I was just trying to get to the bottom of things.
Right.
Does all of media as a whole, they all lie?
They all lie.
What about Perkins?
Tony Perkins, the biggest liar of all.
Oh, my God.
Wow. His feet are not strong. His feet are not strong, even though he says he's got the strongest feet in the world. I want to get back to Lou. Lou, I will not send you back to China, but I'd love to meet with you and get some insight into the people of China. I love China. I think China is a wonderful place to visit. I welcome Chinese people into my buildings. I think the Chinese are great. Could I count on you right now as a citizen of China to endorse me, Donald Trump, who's trying to make America great again? Would you give me your endorsement?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure. All right. I have to say this. Look, I would love to support you and your education in the United States. But if you cannot offer me your support, I'll have to. Some people have told me if you can't do that, I have to start deportation.
Oh, no.
I have to start deportation.
But we need her to do graphics. Yes.
Yeah, please. We need graphics.
You need her. Well, I need her to vote for Trump. Okay. Well, she can't. She's a Chinese citizen.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. She could sneak in.
All right.
She could create a movement.
All right. All right, Lou, you, your family, everybody invited to Mar-a-Lago for the weekend. Yay!
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
There's got to be an easier way to get this shot.
Not for free. You want to be a filmmaker? Grow up here.
Excuse me.
Hi, are you in charge here?
Yes, I am, and this is school property.
You're just the person I want to speak to. It would be incredibly helpful if you could get those kids in that building over there to just keep it down for a bit. Just give them a worksheet or something. I mean, just 2 or 3 minutes. It's for sound.
This is school property, and no one is allowed here without permission.
You didn't speak to Annette in the superintendent's office.
Do you know an Annette downtown?
I don't think so.
Well, I'm sorry about the mix-up. 5 minutes tops.
You're not shooting anything until I'm clear on what's going on here.
We're making a documentary. I was told there was a display or a plaque of some kind. Would you know where that would be?
Why would we have a plaque?
Because of who went to school here.
Who went to school here?
Rupert Holmes. That's who the documentary is about.
I'm sorry, who?
The singer-songwriter. You know, the Pina Colada song. If you like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain. If you're not into yoga, and you got half a brain. Look at her face, Rupert Holmes.
He went to school here?
Yeah, class of 64, he still talks about it.
But the school was built in 71.
He was a student in the old building that used to be here. We're taking a little, artistic liberties.
Isn't Rupert Holmes English?
Yeah, and that's some great trivia. But he spent his formative years right here in Albuquerque. I'll tell you what, why don't you call Annette down in the superintendent's office, and we'll just stay here till you get official word.
Well, if you don't mind waiting.
Not at all. We don't want to break any rules.
Shouldn't take very long, I'm sure. And no promises, but I'll see what I can do about getting the kids to quiet down.
Oh, that would be super helpful. Chop, chop. Magic time.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Your clips of Better Call Saul,
yes,
are the best promotional devices. I haven't seen it yet.
The whole season has been so great.
And that is just, I want to stop the show now, go into my room and watch television.
The whole reason they dive bombed that school was to get a free shot for a commercial of him with a flag behind him.
And he goes into this whole song and dance about it.
That's great.
It's so great. Oh, God. That gets better and better. We are coming to you live from the Cappy Fiber studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you are here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. Are you hiring? Hire that man. If you are, listen up. I will tell you what you've done with the New York Yankees is a disgrace. Anyway, somebody sent me a clip of that over the weekend. If you're hiring, listen to this. Hiring the best people isn't easy. And posting your job in one place isn't enough to find the top quality candidates. You need an edge. You need ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com allows you to post your job on all the top job sites. I don't have to emphasize every word in the sentence, but I will. You can do it at once. Everything. Imagine posting your job to over 100 job sites, including social media like Facebook and Twitter, with one single click. You can find candidates in any city, in any industry, nationwide. Forget about the juggling emails and the calls to your office. Just one post and all the qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter.com's easy-to-use interface. Then you just screen them, rate them, and hire that man. That's it. It makes it easy, and you can find the best people that way. ZipRecruiter.com has been used by over 800,000 businesses, and you can try it right now.
Time is money, Mike. You got to do it now.
Absolutely free. That's right. Try ZipRecruiter today, and it's free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it for free right now at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. TMOS. Well, hail, hail, the gang's all here. How is everybody's weekend?
Great weekend.
Have a fabulous
Fantastic.
Weekend.
It's one of the three pretty weekends that DC gets all year, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. One of the is three.
Well, my wife's up there now. Aren't you supposed to get temperatures, warm temperatures today?
High of 80 today, yeah.
Yesterday was the first nice day in a long time.
Yeah,
that's so 80. It's going to be 80 degrees today.
I believe
will it
that's
be
the
windy,
high. Yeah.
Or will there be thunderstorms?
Oh no,
no
rain. This is going to be a nice stretch for 5 or 6 days, and then it's going to go straight, mm-hmm. straight to 90.
That's right,
straight to 95.
Mm-hmm. Heat stroke and allergies, horrible. Oh, yeah,
I remember the weather. I'm excited about coming up for Memorial Day weekend because my man, Mr. Jimmy Cerrito, sent me a text. Maybe because I was. I call it reverse grief trolling last night, which I was. I reverse grief trolled on Facebook, and I'm not proud of it. I'm really not proud of it at all.
Now, I saw the post, and I have a question. How much of it is...
It was a desperately desperate... I thought about whether I would post it or not, but it was the way I was feeling. Carla's in Virginia with her mother.
That's what I was going to ask. How much of it is the fact that you're alone?
It's probably a lot of it.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was also Sunday, and Sunday was the day that I would call my mom, and I just started. I'm like, all right, let me. I really went through this thought process. I said, okay. And incidentally, I posted it and I went to bed. I didn't look at the responses
really? Well, then,
outside
you know, you're
of
not...
20 of them. I looked at 20 of the responses, and then I went to
if
bed.
You
then
do
I looked
a,
at a couple
a meaty
when I woke
post,
up.
If you do a post that's that meaty, that
yes.
that much content, and, then you, don't, or... and then you don't babysit it, you're not really trolling. I right, think you put it out there
yeah,
just
you're
for
not
yourself.
Trolling.
No.
You're right, just having an episode.
Yeah. An incident.
I saw that, and I said, well, if I would have seen this, I would have called him right away.
Yeah. All right, let me just give it to you, because everybody that's listening should be up to speed.
Make sure the oven is still cooked
a safety
up to the
check.
Gas.
Yeah. A wellness check.
This is, was it that desperate?
Well, right. It was out of the ordinary
it's
is what
not,
it was.
It's not like the Mike O'Mara we know.
No.
Horny Bob Spiewak. That your post is aberrific. That's just fantastic.
Oh, yeah, and right. Yesterday you had a girl that had no spine.
I wrote, Mom, I missed the phone call Sunday night, and this is when I would always remember if I hadn't called you during the week. Yes, I'm now talking to you on Facebook. You never knew about Facebook or anything else involving computers, so I don't know why I'm talking to you here, but if it helps me deal, so be it. Tonight is a little tough, Mom. You may have thought of yourself as an old lady, but I thought of you as my sounding board, and I'm a little sad. Sunday was the day I thought of you and how you were doing and what I needed to share with you and what you would share with me. Missing you, Nana. I so hope you're still with me. Say hi to everybody for me, especially Papa and Gramps. God bless you. And then that's, you know, reading it the day after, it does. Yeah, that I don't know if I would call it a total cry for help. I don't think it's a cry for help. It's me venting.
It's venting. That's what
it's
I saw
venting.
It as.
It's
especially
venting.
If you didn't stay there clicking refresh,
well,
refresh,
Mike,
refresh.
I'm sorry. I just want, you know what I wish? Sometimes I truly wish more than anything else that I lacked one particular quality, and that was self-awareness. I knew exactly what I was doing. I knew what it was. I know that there is a level of pathetic.
No,
it's beautiful. I know that. It's just so removed from what you usually do that it could be alarming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree
it's
with
not
that.
Typical.
I mean, that's all. I thought it was beautiful. I just said, man, if I would have seen this last night, I would have called him right away.
It just was something where... Cappy, by the way, our friend Cappy Pfeiffer has been so wonderful because she's been through this and she's been offering me some good counsel on how to deal with this. And she's given me a heads up about Mother's Day. That is,
oh my
just,
God, I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't think about it. Nobody thinks about it until you go through it and you realize that you were going to be barraged. In fact, even on this show, you're going to hear a lot of that. And so it's been really, really helpful. And I don't want to post something like that and then say to people, please, no comments, because that's supremely selfish. Because I know that when I post something like this, about at least 50% of people that will respond to me are people that have gone through the same thing. And that's cool. I'm cool with that. Because if that works, that's okay. So why did I post it? I don't know. I
you,
posted
you
it
felt
because
a need
I felt
at
that
some
way,
level.
And I felt
you
a
did.
Need.
You
I
felt
really
a
did.
Need, and you know what? It and you described it yourself that it comes and goes in waves, And like a wave builds up pressure, tremendous water pressure, you have to have some sort of release.
In an outlet.
Yes. You're down there by yourself. You can't talk it out.
Well, yeah, and I should have probably done what we do occasionally, is gone to church yesterday, but I didn't do that.
No.
So maybe there was, who knows what was happening. And I'm finding solace in, posting things like this when I'm not visiting the pantry. That's the way.
And there's always the two preceding posts that I've seen on my feed from you are Zang.
Yes,
right. That's the caps, because I'm back on the bandwagon.
So when
I'm
you write on one word bandwagon and then a soliloquy, it just seemed like two extremes, right? You got Zang.
Well, Zang is, the origins.
It's the big
Zang
win.
Zang, more than any other team, is associated with the Washington Capitals.
I get it.
Yeah, and just for a little background, it's really important for you to point out, because I'm going to own my bandwagon-ness for this.
Yes.
I said to friends of mine, and I got an officer fried rice. I gotta tell fried this too, because I did not, and I mean this, I may have watched partially one regular season game. I told all my hockey buddies when the Capitals were playing a great regular season. They were the best team in the NHL this year.
Right.
I said, I'm not involving myself until the playoffs, because great about the NHL is you can literally jump on in playoff time, and when's it going to be over? The end of June? It's some ridiculously long playoff schedule they have. So I'm all in. I've watched in totality both the first and second playoff games, and thank you. Thank you, Rob.
By the way, Mr. Leonsa sent a muffin basket to the studio because of that. I'll make sure to forward
interview
it down.
Isn't
there.
It one of the nice one of the best interviews to watch I've them ever win?
Yes.
It's nice to watch them win the way I've watched them lose before. It's nice to watch them win like they've, we've been housed in the past. In control. I like this. I like this team. We'll see how far they can go. You know, it's anybody's game. This could be a lot of fun. They've had a deep run.
Mike, I don't think anybody would ever say Mike O'Mara is a bandwagon fan.
No, you've been
Why
with
would
them
they
forever.
Ever say mm-hmm. that? You've
just because I didn't talk about him during the regular season.
But you date back to the Cap Center days.
Like,
I mean,
nobody watches hockey unless it's the playoffs. Let's be honest, all right?
You might be right.
And also, you know what?
I don't know if the metrics show that, but you might be right about that.
Hockey not really top of mind when you're living in Florida, I'm guessing.
Goat now is having a cow and yelling into his stereo.
You're wrong. Let's go, Caps. No, the
would have been nice
here
to see him during the regular season.
Do you know that I am steps away from a top level minor league hockey?
But is that hockey really?
Yes, it's hockey. Okay, you want me to put you in that locker room and
say
that to those guys?
Right?
No, I'm not saying
the Everblades.
That.
Everblades.
I'm saying that, what you were for many years is before hockey was even a resurgent in popularity, you were a tremendous champion of the Washington Capitals.
I was, and you know what? I was, and it never came to fruition because of one thing or another. I mean, I always wanted to be a little more involved, and unfortunately, that little Nad Elliott in the morning, because he's Canadian, he usurped that. And that little troll decided that it would be his. And when I saw him on the Jumbotron working for the Caps, doing their little in-house video, I'm like, I'd almost pushed me away because of my jealousy, my insane jealousy.
But what exceeds your jealousy
that was 8 years ago?
It's your love for the team.
Do you remember when we did the what's Yoko's charity
classic?
Charity Hockey Classic, and he was there like with his kid on the other side of Kettler Arena.
Yeah.
And I saw that little little rodent walking around back there. And
his kid is named Elliot in the kindergarten.
This is the Mike O'Mara we know.
Well, he's a germ. He's a germ. I swear to God.
The guy that is writing one of the most beautiful letters I've ever seen. I called my mom this morning because of your letter.
The post that I put
post
up there?
Mm-hmm. Your post. It was so beautiful.
What I'm doing with the poem that I wrote and with this, I've decided that's how I'm going to handle it. I'm gonna write something when it's on my mind, when it's not overly, because I'll be honest with you. She lived a good long life. She lived till 95. I am not overwhelmed with grief. I'm not, because she lived a great life and she went out in a beautiful way, as beautiful as I think you can outside of really dying in your sleep. And the thing is, So what I've chosen to do, and I think I might do more of these, is that I'll just share that when I'm feeling that way, or there's
a thought
that comes
into my head. It's a nice reminder to all of us that how fortunate we are to have, if we do, certain people in our lives.
And it's a wonderful outlet that is different from the daily outlet you have on this podcast.
You know, when
it is something a little more thoughtful and a little more personal, I think.
You look at life, and I'll say this again. I have no qualms about saying this. And if people think it's too schmaltzy, well, screw you. That's the way I'll say that. But I will. The fact is that, right from the beginning, when you look back at a life like she had, I had a it was one of the first elements of luck in my life. And I believe in luck. And I believe that people that are tremendously successful that don't mention luck are lying through their teeth. And I've never respected people that don't. At least factor in the element of luck. And that was one of the first great lucky moments of my life that I had her for a mother. And everybody goes, oh, my mom's the best. No, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say I was lucky. I was lucky to have her not only in my life, and because to be honest with you, she did a lot of stuff. She was engaged. She wasn't a super mom. She had her own interests. She loved my dad, made it kind of clear to me that we were, the dad was kind of a priority. That's kind of the way she lived her life. But what she did later on, she dealt with all her adversity and did so in such a way that was an example to us. And so I just consider that, you know, take all the other stuff, the bumps in the road with radio, whatever, being successful when I was successful. It doesn't matter. This was great luck, and I wish for everybody that you'll feel lucky to have your parents in their life, and that's exactly how I feel about it. And it makes me, as I said, I've said this to people a number of times, of all the things that have happened in my life, this is one where I am completely at peace, and that's, you know, that's not bad. If you can have a couple of those in your lifetime, that's a good deal. And other than that, let's get back to talking about that little germ Elliot in the morning.
No.
All right, we'll take a break. And all right, so Carla's out of town, and I will share with you that I had only one on the we had a Friday night, and I'm speaking in Queens third person.
Oh, okay.
I was home at about 8:30, but I wandered around on the motorcycle and happened to stumble into the local watering hole down here, and I met the definitive Florida cracker.
Hey,
I met the crackeriest Florida cracker that anybody, and we spent an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, sitting at the bar together. And I don't know if we're going to continue to be friends, because once I sober up a little bit, well, I'll tell you the whole story when I come back on the Michael Mara Show.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it 1 week at a time with the Michael Mara Show. A lot has changed since I started my journey at TMOS 4 months ago. The old board is gone, Mac has started going to class, and Rofo has changed his relationship status more often than he changes his underwear. But even with all that change, some things stay the same, and there seems to be a lot of projects on the Moore network that never seem to get finished. We set up the phone system, so are we ever actually going to use it on air? Will the Ustream be up and running again soon? But perhaps the most unsuccessful project of all is the guy's attempt to set me up with another intern. Despite these roadblocks, don't miss out on the change that does happen. Download the TMOS app to stay up to date on all the happenings at the Mike O'Mara Show. But you know, it's not bad being single.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, Maddie, the same questions I ask. Anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by Indochino. It used to be that a made-to-measure suit, in my mind, was only for rich guys. I never even addressed it because I thought this is the rarefied air. Thanks to Indochino, made-to-measure suits are now affordable, and they're available to the masses. And this is about as fun an experiment as you can have with your clothing, with your closet.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
Indochino is reinventing men's fashion, and made-to-measure is the best suit you'll ever own. So suit up. You can do it right now. You can get a one-of-a-kind custom suit, top of the line, that will have you looking and feeling like $1 million. I got mine. I love this. I've never been more excited about something coming to my door than when the Indochino package arrived, and it was my made-to-order suit. I have never had a made-to-order suit.
Right,
Oscar,
to your doorstep.
You've never had one, right?
No, when you get something, you put it on, and it's a made-to-order anything, especially a suit.
Yeah.
you will realize exactly what people have been talking about. It makes you look better.
Yeah.
This is not like buying something off the rack. This is 14 unique measurements that go into making a suit that will fit you perfectly. You can't go wrong with a custom 100% merino wool suit. They're absolutely gorgeous. Indochino also has made-to-measure dress shirts, men's accessories. Everything is backed with a money-back guarantee. Today, TMOS listeners, please take advantage of this, guys. This is really a great deal. You can get any premium suit. Are you ready for this? For just $399. $399. That is up to 50% off at Indochino.com. That's where it is. That's where you want to go. Enter the TMOS code at checkout. $399 suit made for you, especially custom. There is no reason not to try your first custom-made suit with a deal this good. Plus, a suit classic from their premium collection will look good, feel good, and last. When you get your Indochino suit, will you please do me a favor? Take a picture of yourself. I want to say, you know, if you're the, you know, the big guys, you can do it too, because yeah, I'm a big guy and I sure got my suit. But I want the male models to send me pictures. That's Indochino.com.
Isolate
and the promo
that
code, okay, TMOS, for any premium suit for $399 and free shipping. Indochino, your look, your way. And I want to do something. I want to do something for our man, okay? And Oscar, with yes, your, I realize you yell at me for spending show money.
Hey, man.
But let me just say, could we?
We can't.
Get our boy, Pony Boy Bloom.
Yes.
We can't.
A $399 suit.
Let's do it. He's been working hard lately. Why not?
And I would think it might even be even cheaper because it would only need like about a yard of fabric.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would love to do that. Indochino is your look, your way. Thank you, Indochino.
Pony.
I'd love to do that.
Log
Pony,
on. Yes, let's do it. Check it out. Premium suits.
You know, and here's his, you know, I'm looking at him even in profile. I know most guys would be like, hey, this is exciting. His first influence is like my Chihuahua Frankie. His first feeling is fear. His first
and then poop in the corner.
Is weird. Yes.
Don't, please don't.
Okay.
Are you on any level a little? You can throw a nice suit on, right?
Yeah, I love wearing a suit. I think it'd be great.
Good. All right. I want to.
And this would be a.
That's why he does it all the time because he loves doing it.
The only thing I ask, when you get it, will you just come in one day and wear it for us?
Absolutely.
It's part of the deal, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's part of the deal here, yeah. Wade.
That's my deal.
That would be fantastic. So call the people that and maybe you know
we don't have to call anyone. He just.
I'd like to pay for it, but you know, I mean, let's see.
Well, you just said you wanted to pay for it.
I know. I just said that. I'm saying this. You know.
Well, that's
it.
I don't know what that's mixed signals. You want me to call? And say, thanks
I
for your buy. Can we get another suit?
I will pay for it if we have
Mike,
to. Oscar,
you want me to call and you advertise and say, "Hey, by the way, can we get another suit?"
No, I don't.
Okay.
It's
hey, we just started with you, but let's get another suit.
Yeah, you're we right. Need just a little more from you, please.
Yeah, all right, choose them. All right, all right.
Okay. Go ahead, Pony. Check it out. We'll buy in a month.
All right.
No, Pony, do it. Get the phones up and we'll do it. Anyway, so Friday night, It was Friday night. I just want to make sure because it was more like afternoon. I got on the motorcycle and I went for a little ridey around town. And then I went to one of my favorite joints around here called the Tiki Bar.
Which is how far away from your place? Just so we have a good mental picture.
Less than a mile and a half. Yeah, less than a mile and a half. And
one and a quarter. Could you walk home conceivably if you had
yes.
to?
Yes.
Oh,
absolutely.
Cool.
All
right.
100%. Yeah, you could easily walk home. So I went to the Tiki Bar, and there is our wonderful tattooed bartender Jamie that works there, and she was there. But I sat down, and I was just gonna be there very very briefly, and I bump into this guy, and he had the mullet, and he had the look,
Joe Dirt,
and this guy, and then we started chatting, and then we chatted some more.
When you
and
go into Tiki Bar, do they
yes.
know you?
No. Well, the bartender might. But,
okay.
Because Carl and I go in enough where we know the bartender there. Where the, okay. If we go to a bar, the odds are that's where we're going to go. Because right. It's so Florida. It is so Florida. It is so authentic Florida. It is so non-touristy snowbirds. a lot of places down here, as you guys know, have that kind of safe vibe, right?
You know,
I mean, they're sanitized and...
we call it the Applebee's factor.
The Applebee's, exactly.
Yes.
It's the Applebee's factor. And the fact is that this place has been... It's been around since I've had a place down here, and I absolutely love, love, love it. I really love going to this place because it's authentic and because you have such an incredible variety of people.
Okay.
That's what I love about this joint. And so this guy, I sit down next to this guy, and it was not a love fest, but he was interesting to me because
Who approached whom?
He may have started talking to me. He may have started talking to me.
Like the signal, was your body language open to him?
Did you have a side by side
at a bar. Stop that. Yeah. Underneath, I was giving him a signal.
Sure.
It's a classic example of sitting down at a joint next to a guy, and then the communication began. I don't even know where to begin with this guy. And I'm not going to mention names because I'm comfortable not mentioning names. But
can you say who instigated the conversation?
He instigated the conversation. He started talking to me, and then I engaged him a little bit, and I'm great at that. That's why I'm on my motorcycle. Nobody's down here. I want to drop into a place for a beer. If I didn't want to have a conversation with somebody, I'd be watching TV. I mean, that's what I'd be doing. So I felt like going out on the motorcycle, stopping by. I know a couple of the people that work at this joint, and that's what I wanted to do. Wasn't going to be there a very long time. I ended up getting home at about 8:30 at night. And, did I mention I started? This was 9 o'clock in the morning.
Whoa.
No, it wasn't. No,
the first thing you said to the bartender is, do you serve breakfast?
How early was it?
6 o'clock. Oh, okay. 5:30.
In the morning?
Happy hour.
5 o'clock in the afternoon. So at happy hour. That's what it was. And so it was late enough where there was a good throng. And I want to say it was after 5.
Okay.
After 5. And so I sit down and suddenly this guy starts talking. And I realized that he has lived here his whole life and that he has lived here. He remembers when 41 was not Route 41, which is the main drag that this place is on, was nothing. And he talked about his family being down here. And then he talked about all the contracting work that he does.
Can you estimate his age?
Probably impossible to do.
Okay, would you say
based on the amount of damage that's probably
and the leathery skin and all that, is he a contemporary of yours, would you say?
He's younger. He's probably younger than me. He's probably about your age.
And when you say he's always been there in that area of Fort Myers or just always in Florida?
He moved around, but I think he was kind of a lifer from that particular area, and that's it. And it was, and I began to be all in. And as the second Michelob Ultra hit my cerebral cortex, I was even more all in.
Sure.
And then more all in. And then more. And I could just list all the stuff that he told me he did, from roofing to flooring to HVAC.
A shrimp boat captain.
But his primate.
What?
How weird is that?
What?
What do you have? Do you have like a little telepathy going?
No.
How weird.
I was thinking of Forrest Gump.
Yep. His primary way that he makes a living is that he is a shrimper.
Oh,
That's what he does.
Wow.
That is what he does. And I always thought down here that when I'd go to a seafood market, that it comes off the big boats, which they do primarily, that come in from the Gulf, and they freeze them out there in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico.
Ice them down. Yeah.
This guy fishes closer to shore and actually can get the fresh stuff. And so you know how I love me, the local fisherman.
Sure.
And so I was all in about that, okay? I was all in on that. And then it was the whole contracting thing. He's a jack of all trades.
Right.
Let me tell you about the working people of America. A lot of people do this, man. They're out there hustling.
Yep.
It's not just one thing. You're not going to
make your
living.
They've got like 3 jobs.
Yeah.
They've got 4, 5, 6. They do a million things.
I just need 2 more and I'll be there.
Well, you know, you start throwing up some drywall or putting down some flooring. Who knows? You're all in.
I get my the contractor we work with. We are able to hire at my condo if something breaks. It's the guy who helped build the actual condo, and I'd see him so much we became friends.
Okay.
So now if there's a hole or something we got to patch, I call him. He does not hesitate, but he comes that night because
it's great to have a guy like
such
that.
A work ethic. He's like, okay, is it okay if I come over at 9 p.m.? I was like,
right.
All right.
I'll be
it's
there.
It's great. And I don't. Here's the thing. I am all about vetting. I will take 20 numbers down and I'm going to call 1 out of 20.
Okay.
I'm still not sure about all the recommendations because there was a lot of booze and a lot of things being said. So it's one of those classic examples of, you know, the next day I took a little half step backwards and I'm not 100% sure, but it was from, you know, putting down flooring to doing HVAC. Gave me the number of a guy that does flooring down here.
Cause, HVAC, where was he last month?
Yeah, no S,
right?
Sherlock. Absolutely.
For
where
sure.
was that? But the thing that got me most intrigued that he wants to do is he wants to go out on a swamp trip where you go out.
Oh, my God.
Hey, does he also do undertaking? Because you're going to come back from that trip dead. You go swamping with some guy
that
you can't even guess his age because of the years of hard living.
This is an unsolved mystery is waiting to happen.
Yeah. You know what they're going to catch him?
Michael Merrill was found in the middle of the swamp. That's what.
They're going to find him in 2 weeks popping right. the fillings out of your teeth.
Let's take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you. I want to talk about this. Because, look, this is a huge tourist industry down here. People pay to go out on these airboat tours. And I'm just, I'm still thinking about it. But I'm not 100% sure. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Avant. Let's talk money, shall we?
Yes.
The truth is that sometimes if you're a hardworking dude, talking about hardworking people right now, everybody once in a while needs a little extra. The banks don't always make it fast, and they don't make it easy. Let me tell you who does. Avant. Finally, there's a company that gets it. They get the financial realities, rather, that you're dealing with. Sometimes average folks like you and me just need a little extra money, maybe for a car or a home repair, but you don't have it. And Avant comes to the rescue for you. Avant provides access to unsecured personal loans from $1,000 to $35,000 without ever setting foot in a branch. How cool is that? You simply go to avantoffer.com, check your competitive rate. Checking your rate is risk-free with no effect on your FICO score whatsoever. Complete your application in minutes, literally minutes. And if you need extra money, a lot of people have to do this. And the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. See how easy and convenient browsing through avantoffer.com. Borrowing, I should say, not browsing. You can see how easy and I think this is a wonderful company. They are focusing on people that are in the middle class that need that money once in a while. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to avantoffer.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's AVANTOffer.com, promo code TMOS, avantoffer.com, and TMOS. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited by ACH for delivery next business day, approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, everybody. Yeah, put something on it.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So I'm talking to this guy, and he says that you can go out. You go out in the pickup truck. There's a place in East Bonita, Florida.
Bonita.
Which is like miles and miles of wilderness. I asked him, I said, what have you seen out there? He said, he's seen everything. I said, have you seen a panther? He's seen a panther out there. He said the canals out there that that people go through have just amazing fish in them, and that it's just a lot of fun to do.
What
this.
Type of wildlife? Is there a preserve out there?
The thing about down here is you have all the people that coagulate on the coastline, and then you go 20 miles inland and you're in a different world. And the Everglades, one of the, you know, this massive ecosystem that's down here, it truly is a spectacular wildlife. And panthers, make no mistake about it, Florida panthers are throughout this area. The thing that's unique about Florida is you've got such population density on the coast, and then this this wonderful little area that not only is preserved by certain governmental agencies, but it's also, you know, people don't want to live in the swamp. They don't want to live out there. So it's not, you're not going to get that.
It stays untouched.
It's maintained its ecosystem.
I
should also point out that after we had the heavy rains in January, you could drive in there and see why people probably want to think twice about living there, because the water has no place to go, and that's where it goes. It kind of funnels into that area. It was kind of scary to see. There are people, smatterings of people, that live in these communities, and you know, suddenly you wake up in the morning and, oh, what a lovely lake I have in my front yard.
Now, no. when he first said East Bonita, does that town have like a reputation that precedes it? When he says that,
I'd never heard of it.
So
I'd never heard the term before. I've heard Bonita. I have never heard that. And I realized that, well, this guy, you know, to hear that term, that's the rural part of the world. And he talked about, you know, the bear that are out there and panthers that are out there. And it just... My problem is, you know how I get sometimes, you know, because once you're getting into that purely festive mood, you know, you start answering like, absolutely.
We are there.
We're going to. And then, you know, after the fact, you kind of wake up and go, you know, not sure I want to dive in and do that.
But it seemed like a great idea at the time. It was a great idea at the time.
That's why they talk about judgment.
And also the factor is that when he says we should do that, you never think the day will actually come.
Yeah.
You know,
maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
Fair.
But I don't want to be that way. I don't really want to be that way.
All right.
But at the same time, I rethought everything the next day. I was home early. I was home early and, you know, just got home and drank 450 glasses of water, drank Diet Coke for about an hour before I left this joint, you know, and, you know, I don't, the thing about it is it, he looked, sounded and talked like the, I told him that to his face. I said, you are the definitive Florida cracker. He said, I am the Florida cracker.
He kept saying,
when we go into the woods, I'm going to tell you right now, your wife's going to want you to get a four-wheel drive pickup because you're going to want to go out there because you see more wildlife and you see more stuff going. And the fishing, he said, the fishing is truly magnificent. They have canals that
intersperse. Did he use the word magnificent?
I don't think
so. Or did he say real good?
Maybe not.
Real good.
I'm not sure what words were used. And then I started becoming that guy and getting a little gregarious. And at that point, there was a guy on the other side of him.
Right.
That I insulted unbeknownst to him. I insulted him.
Oh, no.
I didn't mean to insult him, but I said...
was it as big of praise as when you say you are a Florida cracker? Was it that much of praise?
The guy loved it when I said Florida cracker. He liked it. The guy on the other side... I forgot what he was involved in the conversation about.
Obama.
Not Obama.
You're going to love the fishing, Bernie.
The thing about it is he was involved in the conversation. I said, well, tell your buddy Seth Rogen over there
that
I want
to
do it. And
the guy
said, I realized that early on. The guy looked over at me and said, Seth Rogen. But this guy was a skinny Seth Rogen. I swear to God. But he, I guess, only processed that Seth Rogen's fat.
Well,
and so
he's not really attractive,
like,
I imagine.
It's not like calling him George Clooney, is it?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Clundog. No, Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen.
Like your buddy Cary Grant over there.
And then, of course, Florida Cracker Man did not know the whole Seth Rogen reference, and so I didn't have anybody
who's
to
that?
Support me.
Who's
you
know, that?
So I just like, yeah, it was, let's just say it was big fun in the old town, and I enjoyed it.
How many times did he say, you guys, in context, say the woods? Like, was it something he was mapping out?
Well, I switched it to a swamp trip because originally it was a woods trip.
Oh, well, because the woods, there's so many places to hide the body.
A woods trip. I joked with him. Now, wait a minute. I joked with the guy. I said, your cousins will be out there, and, you know, I'll say, hey, come on, squeal. I did that whole, and he laughed at that. He knew the Deliverance reference.
Shocking.
And,
he's like,
well,
yeah.
I think he said,
I seen that documentary.
This Yankee doesn't know what's coming.
That's right.
Let him laugh all the time.
He'll be laughing all the time.
Like fun.
Did you tell him you were on the radio?
I told him I'd put him on the radio.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Do you want your own show?
Yeah, it's a new show on the network called It's Cracker.
Yeah, well, you know what? He'd be fantastic. But
You should bring him in.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You could run a mic out to the Lanai. He wouldn't actually have to come in.
No, we have a pond and a pool. Rob, stop that. I don't feel that way about the guy.
All right.
What if he's listening right now? How dare you?
I love the guy. I thought he was fantastic. And he was a jack of all trades, and he worked his ass off. And I believe the whole thing about you know, getting out there and doing the fishing and doing the outdoorsy stuff. The fact is, I also know that He sells shrimp at this place, and I know that he does it. And he gets them right off of Sanibel.
This could be your shrimp connect.
That could be a shrimp
connect. And you know what would be so great?
Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great to get them like fresh and stuff?
And Mike, he doesn't answer to Big Shrimp.
I know I can be a dirtbag drunk. You know what? I stayed home for the rest of the weekend. That's what I did.
With your doors locked?
With my doors locked.
Yeah, I give that guy her address.
That's you know, I was, it was fine. It was, well then fine. You know, I didn't... I truly enjoy
Mike,
myself.
You love making friends.
You do.
When you're hammered.
I was lonely, and what the thing about it is, a couple of people down here said, hey, why don't you, we'll go out here, we can get together, and a couple that, the judge wanted me to go to the tiki bar on Saturday night, and because I talked about it, and he wanted me to show his wife the, you know, the real Florida tiki bar.
Sure.
And I pulled off of that because I'd been there the night before. And I just didn't want to revisit that.
Oh, and you can't
that.
Have yeah. your worlds collide. You can't have
no,
the
I can
judge.
Have my worlds collide, but not 24 hours later.
And your swap
I didn't think it was cool.
Friend.
Did any of it...
intermingle.
Yeah, did any of it sort of weigh on the Although fact that went, Swamp they, Boy might be there?
They went on their own, and
oh
they had a great time. They said it was...
Awesome.
That's what they... Here's what people love about it.
They made it home safely?
No, here's the thing. If
Show
you
me the
want,
common folk.
If you want to know, that's not the way it is. But if you want unvarnished, if you want the unvarnished nonsense, don't we live in a land of cheesecake factories and Olive Garden?
That's what I had last night.
Stuff like that. The fact is, I like real. I had one. I had a local bar. Mm-hmm. I had a local. I love the local place. I can't stand the mauling of America.
I do
like
miss
to
Jimmy's.
Get out there. And this place, that's why I love Jimmy's. That's a Jimmy one in a million. Oh, by the way, Jimmy, thank you for loaning me the motorcycle. His motorcycle. His
Whoa.
Fantastic motorcycle. Jimmy is loaning it to me.
Jimmy!
On the ride to the wall that Jimmy's going to do on Sunday before Memorial Day. And Jimmy's loaning me his bike. And that's, incidentally, Bob DeHaven's old bike, which is a great bike that Jimmy bought. And it's like the Uber bike. And I could not be more grateful.
What will Jimmy,
to Jimmy
ride?
Cerrito. Jimmy's going to ride his old Springer Softail.
Sidecar.
Oh, cool.
His old bike
that
we sidecar. Rode all over the place. You know, he's a sidecar.
Jimmy's sidecar. With a World War I helmet.
Yeah. And actually,
Jimmy's,
it looks like a chicken wing.
I like it. But isn't that the thing that's great about Jimmy's is it's independent. It's not
it's real.
Homogenized.
Right.
You know? It's real, and that's what I like about this joint. It's real.
Until I
and
franchise it.
And it's where I go.
Oh,
it's
my
where
God.
I go down
I would
here.
Franchise Jimmy's if I could.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem with America. It's like, why can't you? It's not. The problem with America is it's not good enough to have a great joint that you work at, and then you give to your children, and it's your place. We all have to, let's get the 50 locations.
Jimmy's
that's 2.
That's
our model.
Jimmy's
2.0. Just like
I don't want a Jimmy's 2.
Two.
I never want a Jimmy's 2. The only way I want a Jimmy's 2 is if he comes down here to Florida.
Ah.
And he opens a place down here that I have nothing to do
he
with.
Would, he would thrive in the district, though, because his wings are so good.
The best.
Yeah, but the thing about it, isn't that what ruins these places ultimately?
Well,
chain everything, when everything becomes the second location. And that is so
the
where
amount
we live.
Of time that Jimmy spends at Fox 5. I mean, he really he could hit both locations in a day.
What he could is he could just open a commissary at Fox 5.
I think Jimmy might have responded to my reverse grief trolling last night, and that's why he did that. He either did that or because Jimmy's a sensitive sort, and
he understands.
That,
but, he understands. You know?
Yeah, but I mean, it's the greatest. I've always said it's the greatest weekend to be in the nation's capital is Memorial Day weekend, and I'm looking forward to it. And so,
are you
going to
spend a week up here and do shows?
Yeah, I told you that. I sent you the dates.
Yeah, the dates you sent me, though, were almost like just a handful of dates. They weren't
a handful of dates because I'll be here. We're going to do a limited number of days, and then it's up to the Great White North.
Ah.
That's where I'm going to go. But I'll be here the week after Memorial Day through that Thursday.
Cool.
You know, that's what we're going to do. You know, we're gonna stack them, Oscar, like you said.
Stack them. Stack them.
Going to keep generating content.
Stacks
that's
and
the way
stacks. No, I was curious because if you had two weekends – we could have planned something as a little team here.
Sure.
Now, you see, the problem with me...
Escape
room.
Weekends,
the problem with me on the weekends is when I'm driving, which I'm going to be doing, because, you know, we don't have... any other way to get up to where we're going. That's right. The big trip. You know, the weekends are for, you know, hitting the road, to be perfectly honest with you.
Okay. So next time, we'll catch you on your way back down.
There's a lot of flexibility, and I'm thinking maybe a Wednesday night. You know, maybe a Wednesday night could be something we could
do. All right.
You know, we could do something. It could be exciting, you know.
Like a team, dinner.
Yeah.
A lunch. Yeah.
We don't have to do a team.
We go to the movies together.
Involve the listeners. That's what I
thought. Okay.
Oh, one of those. Well, we're not buying them dinner.
What am I doing? I'm coming up. I told you when I'm coming up.
No,
What am I supposed to do?
I'm not mocking you. I legit, we have an escape room for the intern setup that we're going to. It's here in the building we're currently in
an
DC.
Escape room?
Yeah, it's a game. It's like a live game where we have to problem solve as a team, right? And
we're allowing 2 weeks for Mac to get out.
Yes.
An escape room.
You've never heard of this?
No.
And there's one in the building.
Yeah, there's two, actually.
Oh,
in the building.
Yeah. Yeah, there
like
was one.
Escape rooms?
Yes, where you're trapped in a room with puzzles
to solve.
You
know,
when
Rob had something I know. Yes, Mike, I'm surprised you don't know about that. I don't know anything about what you're talking about. So you gotta bring me up to speed.
You lock all the interns in a room. Yes. I think sometimes there's no light even. I mean, they can make them extremely
hard. Real rooms. I don't understand the shtick.
Okay, so
these real rooms.
It's a franchise, Mike. And there's actually one business that has two offices here in the building we work in. And they've converted them into a live playing field for their escape room. It's a problem solving game where you go in and they give you a bunch of clues as a team, and you have to figure out a way to escape the room by following these clues and solving some problems.
That's how it works.
Yeah,
and we've got all the interns booked to go in to work together.
Hold on, I have a question.
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
All right. The way I see it, imagine a movie where you have, say, five characters.
No, I'd like you to go further back.
How far back?
I'm going to ask you.
All right.
Explain what you're talking about from the beginning.
All right.
Okay, clue. Clue might be a good.
Mm-hmm. How did it start? When did the bit start? Idea of the intern? No, no. I mean, but you said escape rooms and entrance. I knew nothing about it, so I'm just kind of curious.
Probably
I'm completely and totally lost.
4 weeks ago, maybe a month ago.
Would
Oscar?
That maybe have been 4 weeks or a month ago when I might not have been on the show?
Could be. But
yes.
It would probably also happen.
Now we're making some progress, so that would be why I don't know what's going on.
It probably happened either before or after a show when we were just sitting around talking.
Which
I've been
would
looking,
be another time
exactly.
when I
I've been looking
around.
For a team.
And this is wonderful because this is an opportunity for me to sit in the listener's seat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so a listener who has not heard this would not know what you're talking about. So I'm very, very
curious. So the escape room is really big in D.C. Maybe not a lot of people know about it around the country, but in D.C. it's one of the biggest fads as far as companies and teams and families
team
and friends.
Team-building exercise.
It's a team-building exercise in the district.
Exercise where you are physically able to leave a room if you solve a problem?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They lock you in a room, and you have...
And you're not able to leave that room until you solve a certain situation.
You solve multiple problems that are compounded, so one begets the other until you escape.
This sounds like perhaps a business school exercise.
No. I learned about it from our friends that had heard about it, I guess, in the Washington Post, and I had seen that the business was downstairs.
All right, question. What type of problems would we be talking about here?
The ones I've heard of, without ruining anything for anybody, are that there is a special type of lock, the best way to is like a Da Vinci Code type of lock that you have to answer in order to get a key loose. There is
So it's like almost playing a an online game of something.
Is it?
But
are the problems like the ones where there are five switches and four light bulbs?
Yeah, same
you
deal.
Have
but
six chances
but
to figure out
the room.
Which switch. Okay.
You're in the room and you're living it,
and that will help
escape
the room.
It's a live. It's basically a first person live action board game that you're playing.
And who creates these problems?
Oh, I couldn't. We could probably get one of those people on here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well, but where
here.
Do they come from? Where does that originate from? You said it was in the Washington Post. But are there books of these problems?
No. This is a business.
And they're original. I imagine they would have to be original to each escape room business.
And they switch them out periodically so the escape room isn't the same from quarter to quarter.
So there are people that make money by designing these
problems
for businesses?
They have four locations already. Yeah.
Called escape rooms.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And two of them happen to be in our building. So I figured we would use that.
Like the actual company is
yes.
in the building?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's one in the basement, right?
Yeah.
That's not accessible from the door.
Yes, they're both the same. So.
Oh, they're
yes.
related. Yes. Okay.
What is the name of the business?
Escape room. That's what it's called.
Oh, so it's actually called
yes.
escape room.
Yes.
And they're in the basement with no access to the outside.
He's getting in the weeds. He's just I don't even know why he said that.
I'm so lost, Rob. What are you doing? Rob loves inside more than anything. No. He loves inside when he's in the know and no one else is. So
far from it. I was going to try and tell you where they were in the building because you've been in the building. But one of them is
Starbucks.
I get
in
the elevator and I come to one floor and I walk into a studio. I've not been in the building. I get a cup of coffee at Starbucks and I just come upstairs.
So the Starbucks the entrance that you would enter into the building, to the left of that, in the basement of this building was the original escape room. Right?
Okay.
The original people that actually devised
these
problems.
Yes. The founders opened their first shop there. In Glover
Park. I'm going to put a request
before
we go to break. I swear to God, this is a section of the show that I truly would almost like to re-record. Could we perhaps book these people on the show?
Yes.
Representative
yes.
who could maybe do a better job of explaining
Well, it's a company that within itself, you wouldn't want to spoil the actual mm-hmm. exercise. So
but they can explain
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they
without...
know what to tell and what not to tell.
Well, no, but I'd like to know how they make their money.
Yeah, sure.
Because obviously do other companies contract
so
with
it's
them
not just
to have these exercises?
It's not just companies. You could go as a group of six friends that want mm-hmm. to do something fun and different, something smart on the weekend.
Right.
And you pay a fee.
Yeah, you buy tickets.
Mm-hmm.
There's how they make money. See? That's not so difficult.
Yes.
Yeah, you buy tickets, Mike.
My point is it's not just for companies. It's for individuals as well. You can go as a couple. You schedule online, and you're good to go. And the real point that why you mentioned the escape room and why we thought we could maybe bring you if timing would allow is I wanted to do some sort of team building exercise for the team here, for the interns. So I've been trying to schedule a date that worked for everybody to do the escape room.
Oh, well, that's fantastic.
Yes.
Well, you can go ahead and do that any day that you see fit, and I don't have to be there. I will take a
it's for the best.
Break. Come back. I've got a clue. We have a little escape room drill as to how to communicate the English language. That would be fun.
Mike, I want to congratulate you for escaping this segment.
Yes. Jesus Christ. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. Mike O'Meara. Or how to escape the swamp. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Katie.
And I love it when Katie gets drunk and takes painkillers and orders things on the internet that she doesn't remember ordering.
And I love it when Rob does something so stupid that he calls himself an asshole.
All of this and more on the newest episode of Cake and Cookies. Am I really an asshole?
Yeah.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Tracker. We are loving our Tracker devices,
yes.
And you're never going to lose anything if you get yourself a Tracker, all right? Losing things, a thing of the past, thank you, Tracker. It's a coin-sized device that locates misplaced keys, wallets, bags, computers, anything in seconds. Just pair Tracker to your smartphone, attach it to anything, and you can find its precise location with the tap of a button. It's that easy. Now, if you lose your phone, just press the button on Tracker, and your phone will ring even when it's on silent. Over 1.5 million devices, Tracker has the largest crowd GPS network in the world, so your lost item will show up on a map, even if it's miles away. Never lose anything again thanks to Tracker. TMOS listeners get a special 30% discount off their entire order. Just go to thetracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's thetracker.com and the code TMOS. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Go to thetracker.com right now and use the code TMOS, and guess what, everybody? You're going to get 30% off. That's thetracker.com, code TMOS. And we thank you for that.
News.
AC/DC made it official. Axl Rose is their new singer. I'm not sure how I feel about this.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. He's replacing Brian Johnson, who split with the band after his doctor said he was at risk of permanently losing his hearing. Brian had been with AC/DC since 1980. In a statement, they thanked him for his contributions and said they understood and respected his decision to stop touring to save his hearing. It's interesting that they put it that way, since Brian's friend Jim Brewer claimed he was being squeezed out of the band and that it wasn't his decision. In any event, Brian hasn't commented so far. AC/DC says Axl will sing for them on their European tour, which kicks off next month. There are 12 shows in all. He'll also do 10 U.S. shows that were postponed, but those haven't been rescheduled yet. There was no mention of AC/DC playing with Guns N' Roses on the summer tour, though. That was the rumor going around. Axl isn't permanently joining AC/DC yet. The band just said he'd offered his support to fulfill the touring commitment. What's going on with
something
this
politics? Hinky.
Yeah, there's something weird going on. And is there really that much need for AC/DC to tour?
Or Axl?
Yeah.
You know, I think with the dearth of acts that are out there during the summer, I think you might have, you know, yeah.
If they are out together and he sang on both.
On both. That would be neat.
That would be cool.
That would be a really nice mix, and that'd be a good show, and yeah. They'd probably do real well with that show. I think it's probably money. You want to have two separate tours, you double the money, who knows what's going to happen. Cheryl Burke did 18 seasons of Dancing with the Stars before she quit in 2014. I love this story. She says that Ian Ziering, Ian, don't call me Ian Ziering from 90210, was the worst partner she ever had. Not because he was a bad dancer, she just really didn't like him.
You have a past with him.
We had one interview with him.
Yep.
And he was a total a-hole. And that was the whole, this back before anybody knew Ian, we called him Ian.
Right. Because
it was on our sheet. He did the whole Ian thing, and he did so in such an a-hole way that it stuck with us. We always remembered it. And then you saw him on the Celebrity Apprentice, and he was a dick on that show, too.
Right.
He was on season 4 of Dancing with the Stars back in 2007. She says, quote, she went into every week hoping they'd get voted off.
Oh,
wow, that bad.
But they hung around and came in fourth, and she says, working with him for 3 months straight made her want to, quote, slit her wrists.
Wow.
Some of her other partners over the years were Drew Carey, Jack Osborne, Wayne Newton, Rob Kardashian, but she says Ian was by far the worst to deal with, and she even hates how he pronounces his name.
Wow, fantastic. So much in common. I would think Wayne would be the hardest to deal with of those guys.
It's probably the show business ethic. You know, when you're on, you're on. That's the
how you doing. I won't cause you any trouble. It was a wonderful spin we did. I apologize for the smell.
Anyway, the new Jungle Book movie dominated the box office this weekend. Yeah, did you go see it?
It was fantastic.
Aww. Too scary for my little guy, right?
Yeah, probably. I would say probably you got to be at least 10 to see it. But I was really shocked that Robert, who's 13, wanted to see a Disney film.
Cool.
And we went and saw it. Mike, I know you have your feelings about CGI, but about 5 minutes into it, you're going to think these animals are talking. It's so well done.
It's really a less fanciful, more scary version of the Jungle Book, right?
There's some really horrifying stuff, some really great animal fighting. There's a big, I won't spoil anything, but great stuff going on. One living person in the entire movie, and that's Mowgli. And it's great storytelling.
Mike, I heard that if you go at the beginning, you could probably get through certain parts that are scary by covering your kid's eyes and then most of the rest.
Not worth it because, he hasn't been in the theater for the first time yet.
So
it's not a good first movie one.
We're easing him into that, but I look forward to that first movie. I will be with him when we tell you he did a rock wall in Virginia this weekend. I wasn't there. I felt so bummed. $103 million, that's how much that brought in. That was more than the rest of the top 10 movies combined, but the new Barbershop movie also had a solid first weekend.
I had a good moment with Robert when we bought the tickets online. He said, can we go see it in 3D? I said, I don't know, Robert. The 3D experience makes me sick. Mm-hmm. He said, the glasses? I said, no, the $25 price.
That's ridiculous. So last week, the head of AMC Movie Theater said they might start allowing texting during movies.
Mm-hmm. What?
The internet went nuts. Some people thought it was a good idea, but a lot more people thought it was terrible. Thankfully, the people that hated it won out. After all the backlash, AMC posted a tweet on Friday that said, quote, no texting at AMC. Won't happen. You spoke. We listened. What a dope to come up with that idea.
His logic was, Mike, that this millennial generation, to ask them to put their devices down is basically asking them not to breathe.
Yeah.
So we should offer an opportunity for them to continue on their devices.
Because you
want to
be
watch.
Known as the millennial movie theater.
Yeah.
Well, it also included a statement from the CEO who originally suggested it, and he said that after hearing the feedback, it was obvious that it's a concept their audience does not want, and he looks forward to his new job as head of programming for CBS Radio. All right, very good. Thank you very much. Moving right along, a guy in Asbury Park, New Jersey, found roaches in his apartment last week, so he got himself some roach spray and started going to town in his kitchen. But the spray started giving him a headache, so he opened a window. And when he did, the combination of the chemicals from the bug spray, the oxygen from the open window, and the pilot light of his stove caused a massive explosion. All them windows blew out, and three people were taken to the swamp. Woods ride. No, I'm sorry. All the windows
Swamp
blew out.
Woods ride.
And three people were taken to the hospital. Fortunately, no one was killed. The real slap in the face after that, the roaches survived.
Oh.
A spokesman from the fire department says that when he got to the scene, I saw numerous roaches crawling through the apartment. It's a lot of roaches that can survive an explosion.
They actually filed a report with the police. They said,
hey, it smells like smoke in here.
That's my roach impression. And now a little something, something. 22-year-old Madeline or Madeline K of Gainesville, Florida, allegedly stole a woman's kitten last week. That's bad enough. You do not mess with people's pets in America. But then she sent a bunch of texts saying she wanted $20 to return it or, quote, something bad would happen to the kitten.
Oh, threatening.
Yes, she ransomed someone's kitten. So the woman called the cops, but when they went to Madeline's place, she said that she hadn't really stolen the kitten and the texts were just a joke. But they arrested her for extortion anyway. There's no word on whether the kitten was found. The woman also uses the alias Katie Von Herman.
I found it, but I'm not going to return it.
We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, Gary makes a mistake and could go to jail.
Right. There's a clue. I am wearing handcuffs.
I hope you don't go to jail.
Well, what happens to the show?
What could happen to the show? Anyway.
Why do you look happy?
Be sure to check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
And buy a t-shirt.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon Computers, the wave of the future. Ah, I love these modern things.
They're great,
so
aren't
incredible.
They
really are. Hey, this is the long and short of it. We need you to shop Amazon. You're doing a great job. I love the people giving me the feedback from their purchases on Amazon. Some of them absolutely astonishingly large, and really keep sharing those. I'm going to do a better job of bringing those to the show and sharing some of our great, great listeners that do their shopping on Amazon. And really, it helps our show. You go through MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon, or you click the Amazon button on our website, or you use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart, then all you do is shop like you normally would. It's that simple. It means the world to us. We truly appreciate that. And really, this past weekend, I read a couple of them. Absolutely amazing how you're doing so much of this shopping through our Amazon link. Really, really thank you from the bottom of my heart. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Monday, April 18, 2016.
One of the things that I was taught when I was in college is always when you're in a studio, treat a mic like it's open. Don't say anything in a studio that you don't want going out for everybody to hear, just in case, right?
Very true. Right, right.
There was a great thing that happened on the Laura Ingraham Show on Friday afternoon.
You're gonna love this, Mike.
Have you heard this, Mike?
I heard it. Yep,
there was a great technical difficulty where she couldn't hear her show in her studio, but her show was still being fed out on the Laura Ingraham network.
What's cool about her is that, you know, she, people don't expect this behavior of her.
No.
You get 15 of these a week from me. You know, I mean, there would be no problem whatsoever.
Gawker doesn't even post it anymore.
Yeah, it's true.
It's ridiculous.
But I think if we listen to this, and I listen to this a lot of times, it gets funnier every time because of the sloppy attempts to put in music. And her attitude.
Yeah, whoever's running that is crazy.
Why are the guys, and this is what sucks, it's a thankless job to be a producer,
sure.
Right? It's absolutely thankless
it
of all the positions.
Right.
But you get all the blame.
Of course.
You get all the blame.
All the blame in the heat of battle,
especially. Well, that's why it's always in the heat of battle. So that's why you get the blame. It's the natural position.
And it's just a great, awkward moment. And let's enjoy it right now, shall we? Obey it back with
interest. You're listening to the Laura Ingraham Show, 855-40-LAURA. This is a horrific story. A new type of way that kids can destroy their lives, ruin their lives, or in this case, end their lives. What's going on? What do I do, guys? I can't hear anything. What do I do? Drew, could you hear something in yours? No, right? Are you on Best Of? Are you on Best Of? We have dead air? We gotta put a Best Of on, Drew. We're gonna lose every f***ing station we have. This is unbelievable. Well, I don't know what to do. What do? Just read stories? Everything's dead in here. I heard a click. The lights aren't on the console. You gotta put a Best Of on. We gotta call Westwood One.
You gotta put a Best Of on. Gotta call Westwood One. Gotta do all those good things. And the thing is she's sitting there with stories in front of her.
Yeah.
If she had just kept reading.
Though, in a weird way, I'm
on her side.
I'm on her side. Yeah. In a weird way, because and this is where I really empathize is when the sense of urgency on her end really captures how important this job and this product is to her.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sure. Absolutely.
And the lack of urgency on the board guy or the producer's end of communicating anything really shows me, and this
is
my perspective.
That's our
that
world.
They
that's my
don't
my
care.
It's not don't care. It's not don't care. Doesn't have anything to do with it. Okay. Because they care. It's fear.
It's fear. Is that what it is?
Not putting their ass out there. That's that. That's the whole. That's the way it's always been, and that's the way it always will be. And that unfortunately happens. I just can't believe she would get that upset.
What I can't believe.
In the interest of 100% hypocrisy.
What sort of software are they using that there's tape wow on Proud Mary?
Yeah.
That sounds like it was being played off reel-to-reel tape.
Well, I don't think that they... I mean, doesn't she broadcast live from her home?
I hope so.
I'm almost positive she does. So there might be
a studio right there. He's maybe still on the other side.
He
of
may
a,
be on the other side.
And stuff like that. But
that's what I think. Someone can clear it up.
Here's something a little happier. When a child has been brought up well and at age 3... can name Led Zeppelin songs just by her dad playing the guitar riff. This is really cute. This is a 3-year-old little girl and the dad playing guitar, and the girl knows all this Zeppelin.
All right, tell me what song it is. Ready?
Who are you?
That's sweet.
Who are you? It's Purple Banana.
Right, what's it called?
Heartbreaker.
Right.
Heartbreaker.
It's Black Dog.
Okay.
Black Dog.
Half from the hallway.
Right.
This is in the hallway.
How about? What's that?
This and this.
Right. How about this?
Immigrant Song. She got them all. She got them all. That's
cool.
A bright kid.
Adorable. I love kids.
There was a lady on Jeopardy. I think this was on Friday. This lady knows how to have fun. She's a librarian, Mike, but she loves to party.
You have the demeanor of a librarian. You're very calm. And you know a lot. I mean, you're leading now with $7,600. What do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun? Knit. And pet cats. I'm hopelessly stereotypical.
I love it.
She knits and pets cats.
How about that accent too?
Knit and pet cats. I'm hopelessly stereotypical, but I'd like to bang you, Alex.
But also, she can name any Led Zeppelin song based just on the guitar. How about this? How about you're on a cruise ship and you go to one of the karaoke nights, and up on stage are two guys and they're doing a song. It's I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys. Yeah. And you realize who's singing it. It's Lance Bass and Joey Fatone.
It's too late. I want it that way. Tell me why.
If I had a hit record, I would go to every karaoke bar and perform
that's
it all
fun.
Weekend. Isn't that cool?
Why not?
I think
why
that's
not?
Pretty great. And let us close with Bill Maher. Mike, there's a new law passed in Canada that changes everything.
Canada is going to legalize assisted suicide. This is very very important, because a lot of Americans have been saying, if Trump gets elected, I'm either going to move to Canada or kill myself. And now you can do both, ladies and gentlemen.
See? Easy peasy. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the mailbag, send it along to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Don't forget to take our survey. Just click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It means a lot to us. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth, so tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, I'm going to the escape room. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.